Welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Xavier Lavaghetto, OP, pastor and director of the Catholic community. It is the Easter Vigil Mass, and the readings are from Cycle C.
He wants to lift the burden of your failures, to wipe away your shame and make you young again. Alienation and estrangement end in a new incarnation. As holy as the first, as real as the Eucharist, but so very personal, the incarnation of Jesus in you. Take him in your hands, hold and ponder, eat and drink the risen Lord. And let him consume you with his greater hunger and thirst for you. Jesus still runs from heart to heart crying, Shalom Aleichem, erzin frei, peace be upon you, you are free. But freedom declared has to become freedom received. Much like a lover's whispered, I love you, to the beloved. Those words do you no good until you entrust yourself to them. Trust Jesus. Our temptation is to run back. Temptation is to run back behind the mound of corpses, looking for life and love in all the wrong places. Well, the angel could ask us, why do you seek the living among the dead? I kept wondering, how did Lulek continue living? How many times did he awake to sound and smell and sights of the Holocaust? He had to step out from behind the mound of death again and again. He had to say L'chaim to life over and over again. He had to choose life instead of the deadly companions of anger, hatred, and anguish. You know, we all want quick fixes, but healing takes longer. It is choosing to join with others in living together. Saint Luke didn't tell the story of the resurrection as a proof or even as a promise of some future happiness, but as a power made now for you. In the risen Lord, God says, you are loved, free, and forgiven. Shalom Aleichem, erzin frei. Jesus stepped from the tomb as the new creation. Divinity had transformed the fallen humanity he took at his conception. Jesus took up all that we are to give us all that he is. He empowers you now to stand forth from the tomb of this world as subversives for his kingdom, living with his life, forgiving with his forgiveness, loving with his love. Living in love is a demanding daily decision. Living in Jesus is a daily encounter. Begin the day in prayer. Live it like him in service. So I say to the candidates for the Easter sacraments, today is not an ending, only a new beginning. It's an ongoing journey of growth. Jesus breathes life into you. Give the Spirit room to transform you. Leave the wreckage of anger and avarice behind. Shouldn't we leave, to use Paul's words, awake of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Shouldn't these be the heritage we live and leave? Tonight's gospel tells us The two men in dazzling garments told the women that Jesus was risen, and they rushed to tell the apostles. Maybe it's a guy thing, but even then, men didn't listen to women. For their story seemed like nonsense. They didn't believe them. I guess certain things never change, right? Why should we react any differently now, when so much of Jesus seems impractical? Refusing to judge, forgoing getting back and getting even, repaying evil only with good, loving the enemy. All this sounds naive. Living Jesus' love expansively is risky. It turns life upside down. Is it any wonder that the disciples were slow to believe the women, for their story seemed like nonsense? Now that word nonsense, leros in Greek, is loaded. It's a totally condescending attitude. Isn't that how we treat much of Jesus' teachings? Impractical. But thank God, rebuffed good news didn't stop these women. Joy can't be silenced. They shared nonetheless. They shared good news. Jesus is risen. Do you want to be young again? Live the God who is younger than we are. Believe fearlessly. Live expansively. Love radically like Jesus. And then carry the resurrection marriage message from barrack to barrack, person to person, and cry, Shalom Aleichem Erzin Frei. Peace be among you. You are free.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tomaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.